You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women glow and men blunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. Peter's low and mentioned her. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
Better run, you better take cover. Yeah. Land down.
Stay up to date on what's going on all over the Badger State. TrailMix.fm features Wisconsin news and information you can use. TrailMix.fm.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man. You can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands. You got it like that. Now you know you wanna dance. So move out of your seat and get a fire going. Touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know. You're talking about the hammer. You're talking about a show that's hyped and tight. Singles are sweating, so fast them a white bar tape. To learn what it's gonna take in the 90s to burn the charts. Legit. Either work hard or you might as well quit. That word, because you know you can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Touch this. You better get a hype, boy, because you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop. Have a time. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Have a time. Hammer, yo, hammer, and the rest can go in.
MC Hammer on Trail Mix. In just a moment, we're going to be swinging out to the Merrillwood Cross Country track, the meet going on, the Merrillwood Cross Country at the Shawamigan High School. We're going to be doing a few live cut-ins from there with Greg Gunderson and myself, Joel. I'll be slipping on out there, so stay tuned for that. We'll let you know who's doing well at the Merrillwood Cross Country meet, already underway behind the Shawamigan High School. Here's Prince of the Revolution, Trail Mix 103.1.
To local radio, Trail Mix 103.1.
The Truck Series title fight is tight, heading to Talladega. I'm Kyle Ricking. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Hi, folks. Kyle Petty here. I want to tell you about a place that's dear to my heart, Dicte Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by making a donation today. Any amount will help kids attend camp for free. Help make a difference by visiting victoryjunction.org/donate.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This year's NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Championship is still wide open, with just 5 points separating second-place point man Tyler Ankrum from eighth-place driver Caden Honeycutt. Heading to tomorrow's Love's RV Stop 225 at the Talladega Super Speedway, only Corey Heim, who won the series last race at the Charlotte Roval 2 weeks ago, is locked into the championship four in 2 weeks in Phoenix. Along with Ankrum and Honeycutt, Daniel Hemric, Rajah Carruth, Lane Riggs, Ty Majeski and Grant Enfinger are also hoping to earn a spot among the championship four tomorrow. Hear tomorrow's Craftsman Truck Series race at 3:30 Eastern Time on the NASCAR Racing Network. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through Osea Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Osea Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osea Wealth.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and isolated shower or two tonight, a low in the low 50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, a stray storm could pop up, highs in the low 70s. Temperatures start to fall back for this weekend as we dry out. Currently 54 degrees.
She said, ooh.
like a long walk through the woods on a sunny day. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Let's hear it for the boys on Trail Mix 103.1, and what perfect timing, too, because we just watched the finish of the boys' cross-country race. Let's hear it for the boys. Yeah. Here behind the school in Park Falls, Gray here with you. Shifted over to Trail Mix as the Brewers have something going on over on that 98Q. You may be aware of that. Here with Joel, though, and Joel's got a list here of the top 10 schools that finished in that boys' race. We don't know names and numbers, but we know what schools by the logos. Joel?
Yeah, we know it's going to be a good battle between Ribble Prentice, Phillips Marathon, maybe others, but Phillips did have the top runner. Assumption came in at number two. Ribble Prentice came in at three. Marathon fourth. Assumption fifth. Marathon sixth. Edgar seventh. at Rib Lake Prentice at 8, Phillips 9th, and Marathon 10th. So there you go, three marathon, couple of assumptions. Phillips, Rib Lake, all the top runners that you'd expect will match names to those places once the awards ceremony hits. And we will carry the awards ceremony live. The girls will be taken over here in about 10, 15 minutes. Once that race is completed, we will come back and we will have the awards ceremony live on the air. We'll find out who the conference champions are. And it appeared to be great, like we said earlier, a little bit chilly here for the fans here behind the Shawamigan High School. But I think the runners appreciated it because there wasn't many beads of sweat coming down. There was just enough coolness in the air to make it a good day to run.
I know this for football weather, Joel, not because I've ever played in it necessarily past the sixth grade, but just because everybody knows you want a little bit of chill. The wisdom, of course, being that it's the same for runners, and it showed. The times were fast today. Of course, the course here looked to be in great shape. So we finished our first of two that we'll bring you here for sure, and that award ceremony coming up later after the girls' race. Like Joel said, that'll start in about 10:15. So
yeah. Coach Mary Patterson, Hall of Fame Coach Mary Patterson, I always call her. She will join us a little bit later. We'll talk with some of the athletes and some of the coaches also about this conference meet here at Shawamigan High School and the history of just extremely strong cross-country teams continues. And I was doing some research earlier today about how many times our area teams of Park Falls, Shawamigan, Phillips have been to state. But you know what? One thing is really difficult, Gray, is that elusive individual state champion. It's something that even some of the top schools haven't had or have had very few. Or Shawamigan had Kevin Koski do it a few years back. And Shawamigan has had two individual champions in Leslie Patterson and Autumn Mikulski last year won the individual state title. So you see it a lot where teams will go to state. They may even win a state title. But that individual title, I think, is one of the most elusive in high school sports because there's literally hundreds of runners who are coming after you for that top spot.
Indeed. And as you mentioned, even the schools that may be winning given meets may not have that individual champion. So it just goes to show that running may be an individual activity, but cross country, Joel, certainly a team sport.
Yep.
Coming up soon here, we'll have that girls race started. We won't be here necessarily for a play-by-play on that, but we will give you an updated preliminary results from the boys race with some names once we can get a hold of that, and some preliminary results the school finishes right after that girls race finishes up here. That'll probably be within the next half hour that they'll finish or so, but perhaps in that time we may be back here again on Trail Mix if we can find somebody worth chatting with. We chatted with a student earlier, Joel. We'll have to see if we can bring the bar up a little bit. That was an excellent time. For now, though, we'll send it back to the studio for more music from the 80s, the 90s, and the now on Trail Mix 103.1.
Time to bring forth the rhythm and the rhyme. I'ma get mine, so get yours. I wanna see. DVDs on the back up. Truck free, so put the crack up. No need for speed, I'm anti. D-R-U-G-G-I-E, my body is healthy. My rhymes make me wealthy. And the funky bunch helps me to bring you a show with no intoxication. So come on, feel my vibration.
Yeah. Can you feel it, baby?
Trail Mix 103.1.
said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't.
Music, news, and information. You bring the peanuts and chocolate. This is Trail Mix 103.1. Trail Mix 103.1.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway always community-minded, and this month doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard. We're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, newer pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and isolated shower or two tonight, a low in the low 50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, a stray storm could pop up, highs in the low 70s. Temperatures start to fall back for this weekend as we dry out. Currently 54 degrees.
Shop boys here on Trail Mix 103.1, and now with a couple of goofball boys here behind the school at Bark Falls. Wait, I didn't promise he would bark. He's just doing that. We didn't talk about that before the fact. Gray here with you at the conference cross-country meet here at Chequamegon High School right here in Park Falls. We've gotten some updated info on the boys' top finishers, and the girls are currently racing right now. Girls varsity making their way around their first lap. And updated finishers in those top 10, let's just give you all the top 10. First place we mentioned was Phillips. That's Gavin Esterholm. In second, at least at least finishing second. We'll talk about that in a second. Michael Dolan of Assumption was the second finisher, followed by Henry Regier of Prentice Rib Lake. Forgive me on pronunciation there.
You got it.
Logan Peters, fourth place finisher from Marathon. And then another Assumption runner, Reed Hartgis, was the fifth person to finish, followed by Brady Annis in sixth from Marathon, Cade Koch in seventh from Edgar, Caleb Scott in eighth from Prentice Rib Lake, Nick Pesco in ninth from Phillips, and last but not least, Gavin Messiah, forgive me on pronunciation there, from Marathon. Now, the two Assumption runners in the top five, I'm kind of holding up as a little bit of a quiet story here because I had to check on something that I didn't know. If you're a cross-country aficionado, you might know what it means when you don't have enough runners to qualify for a team score. I had to go over there and ask why these two top five finishers weren't listed right in second and fifth place. Come to find out that with the school size and the number of runners that they brought, I think they brought three or four runners total, Joel, and not two enough of them in the top five, though.
Yeah, not enough for a team score. So they'll still get all-conference individual honors. Top seven, you mentioned, that will get all-conference honors. So congratulations to Gavin Esterholm and Henry Regier. Not a surprise that for either one of those to make all-conference individual top seven. But the team score is something that will be fun to find out as far as the team conference champion. That's going to be really, really close on the boys' side, and it will be also on the girls' side. We're expecting that Phillips will be right up there on the girls' side, team-wise, and maybe even the favorite to win the conference championship, but we'll see. We will carry the award ceremony live. That'll be in approximately probably 20 to 30 minutes or so right here on Trail Mix. So we'll get all the award ceremony of the all-conference and the final standings. And what you're reading right there, Gray, are the results. But Steph Ernst told me, she said, not the official results. She said there could be adjustments. Usually there aren't, but there could be. So the official results will come when they're announced at the awards ceremony.
Yes, indeed. And we'll have that. I believe we'll have a microphone on that event. So we'll give an updated preliminary results from the girls' race once they finish. That will be unofficial info. Then we'll give you updated names, just like we did here with the boys, but that will still be unofficial info. Please don't treat anything as set in stone until you hear that award ceremony later in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be back, though, long before then, I expect, and we hope to chat with perhaps a coach or maybe two, but that award ceremony definitely on deck here as we approach the top of the 5 o'clock hour on Trail Mix 103.1. Joel, anything for us before we wrap it up for now?
Marrowood Conference Cross Country. We're at the Shawamigan High School. We're live here on Trail Mix, and we'll have more in a little bit, Gray. That's all I got to say.
Still plenty of meat on the bone for you to be here physically behind the school, or tune in, keep it here on Trail Mix 103.1.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off to my city, off to my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. So don't stop. And under the lights, when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop that. When everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting.
This photo